He comes from the University of Tennessee. Hitting next is Dom Krupinski. After him, it is Orlando Fernandez. Hitting cleanup is DJ Merriweather. Fifth is Avery Smith. Sixth is Zach Jackson. Seventh is Wade Shelley. Eighth is Dusty Vela. And ninth is Chance Jennings. He rounds out the order. The Kingsport defense behind the plate. Jason Roussian, first base P.J. Jones, second Tyler Myatt. Third base is Cam Dernan, shortstop is Mason Swinney. In left, it is Alex Kelsey, center Landis Davila, and in right, it is Ben Tryon. So that is the starters for this evening. Andrew Cribbs on the mound, throwdown from Jace Roussian. Andrew Cribbs, he's a right-handed pitcher, comes from Knoxville, Tennessee. Played his last collegiate season with the Charlotte 49ers. 16 appearances, 15 starts, 3 wins, 2 losses. Made it through 65 innings. Gave up 30 earned runs. That's a 4.15 ERA. Held his hitters to a 260 average over the course of the college season. He now faces UT's Ariel Antigua. He founds the first offer off. Cribbs has had a stellar season with the Axemen so far. This one grounded to the right side. Might a diving grab. However, he can't get up and make the play. Good effort from Myatt, but Ariel Antigua will reach on the infield single. Cribbs gets back on the rubber. So far this season, he's made it through 12 innings of work. 4 earned runs allowed. That's a 3 ERA. This one gets past Roussian, and he throws it down to second base. And the throw is not in time. I think it left the glove of Swinney. And a stolen base for Antigua. Burlington is a team. They're second in the Appalachian League in stolen bases. Very aggressive when it comes to base running. That will be Antigua's second stolen base of the season. Krupinski lines this one into left field. Kelsey, it gets over his head. Back at the wall, he picks it up, throws it in, misses the cutoff man. Luckily, Antigua was held up a little bit on the fly ball. Looked like Kelsey might have had a chance. Antigua now bent over, holding his knees, but he seems to be all right, maybe just a little tired. It is extremely hot outside, but a double for Dom Krupinski. Struggled a little bit last night, went 0 for 4, but he is on top of it today. Orlando Fernandez is the batter. He went 1 for 2 in yesterday's contest. He fouls the first offer away from Cribbs. Krupinski on the season. That is his first double. Comes in a great time. Two guys in scoring position. Fernandez grounds this to second base. Myatt fields it cleanly. The throw over to first is not in time. It pulls Jones off the bag. And I'm not sure that might get called an error, but Fernandez reaches safely. And the Axemen trail 1-0 early. Runners now on the corners. A rule with an infield single. And Cribbs has been hit hard so far. Cribbs' last appearance in the final game against the Flyboys last week. Actually, exactly a week ago. Cribbs started that one and made it through 3 2/3 innings. This offer finds the zone, called a strike. Burlington just recently found out that Charlie Atkinson, one of their, well, their top bullpen arm, he was named Appalachian League Pitcher of the Month. We'll see if we see him in this game today. This one, a shot down the left field line. Kelsey trying to run under it. It was a diving attempt, couldn't make the grab in foul territory. And DJ Merriweather trails 0-2. Merriweather 1-for-3 yesterday. Had himself an infield single, then a strikeout. Now the lefty Merriweather awaits. Cribbs, a high strikeout pitcher, misses low. One ball, two strikes. Cribbs, 16 strikeouts. That is second on the team, only behind Ronan Vicente and Jacob Golston, so technically third. Throws it back to first, and Fernandez is back in safely. DJ Merriweather comes from Austin Peay University. Fouls this one off. That one off of the light pole. And I say we give him a style base. This is actually the second time I've seen it. I forget which game in Elizabeth. It was either the first or second. Someone hit a foul ball off the light pole there as well. One ball, two strikes. Cribbs, this offer is grounded to short. Swinney, throw on the run. And Jones hauls it in. However, that will bring Kropinski across, and it's a 2-0 Burlington lead. Sock Puppets were handed their worst loss of the season yesterday. Their previous was an 8-run loss against Bluefield, and that was over the weekend on Saturday. But then Kingsport came out, dominated the Appalachian League Pitcher of the Week, Ryan Hinch. But today hasn't been the same story. 3 hits, 2 runs so far. And there's only one away for Andrew Cribbs. New batter is Avery Smith. He is committed to Penn State, just finished his high school senior season with Perkiomen School. Next offer from Cribbs is outside. 1-1. Orlando Fernandez stands at second base. Offer on its way is fouled off. 1-2. Avery Smith so far this season, a .211 average. Does have 6 RBIs. He has a great RBI opportunity, with Fernandez standing right on second base. Smith has been in this position 4 times. 3 of those have been walks. And then technically 0-for-1 with a runner on second. This one grounded to second base. Myatt flips it over the first. This time, Myatt is able to retire the runner. And a ground out does move Orlando Fernandez over to third base. He is now 90 feet away, from giving the Sock Puppets a 3-0 lead. Zach Jackson is the batter. He will be in center field today. This offer caught a ball in the outside corner. Zach Jackson, 327 average this year, 7 stolen bases, one of the highest totals on the team. He smacks this one into center field. Davila ranges under it, calls off Alex Kelsey, and he makes the grab in left center. A flyout will end it for the first inning. Cribs makes it through one. However, Burlington does score 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors. 2-0 is the Burlington lead as we have made it through half an inning. We'll meet the Kingsport lineup and the sock puppet defense when we return.
Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Hopner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Hopner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Hopner, attorney at law.
Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more. 2-0 Burlington lead. They jump on the Axemen early. However, Kingsport will counter with their lineup that reads Mason Sweeney leading off. Landis Davila hitting second. Batting third is Cam Dernan. Fourth is Tyler Myatt. Fifth, Ben Tryon. Sixth, Blake Primrose. Seventh, Jace Rusian. Eighth, P.J. Jones. And ninth is Alex Kelsey. On the mound for the Sock Puppets is Ty Bradle. Throw down from Avery Smith. And Mason Sweeney will head up to the dish. Ty Bradle, one of the best pitchers on this Burlington team, which is just an outstanding pitching staff in and of itself. Bradle's made it through 13 and a third innings of work so far, 4 earned runs allowed. Only 9 strikeouts for Bradle. Well, that just means he's got a heck of a defense to back him up. Mason Sweeney is the batter. Next offer on its way, swung on and missed. Count evens up. Bradle did earn, technically didn't earn the win, but he certainly helped the Sock Puppets take care of the Axemen to close them out in the last series these two teams played. Bradle went 4 innings and that one, only 1 earned run charged to his name. Sulfur is swung on and missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mason Sweeney, the junior from Dallas Baptist. He's not hitting back-to-back in the order with Ben Tryon today. Certainly has been working out in the games that they have rocked with that lineup. Trying something different today, putting Sweeney in the leadoff spot. This one misses just low. Count has run full. Yesterday, Sweeney went 2-for-3, had 2 RBIs, one of his most outstanding days this season. Full count offer on its way, called a strike on the outside corner. The punch out to start the day, he gets Sweeney looking, and Ty Bradle makes it 10 strikeouts on the season. Bradle had 4 strikeouts against the Axemen when he faced them back in June. Next offer on its way, called a strike. Landis Davila, the batter, comes from Mississippi State. He stands in the left-handed box. Davila, so far this season, he's actually third on the team in at-bats. He chops this one to the first baseman, Merriweather, flips it back to Bradel. And back-to-back outs to start the game. They're getting their bats on the ball. Well, except for Sweeney. He went down looking. But Cam Durnin is the new batter. 66 at-bats on the season. 28 hits, 7 doubles. One triple, just hit his second home run yesterday. He skies this one into shallow center. Zach Jackson comes all the way in to make the grab. And just like that, we have made it through the first inning. 2-0 Sock Puppets lead. They jump on Cribs early. How will he respond? He faces the bottom of the order. Due up next when we return to Hunter Wright Stadium.
Groovy.
Awesome. Ooh, that's fire. No matter how you say it, Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union's new online banking and mobile app has something cool for everyone. Download the new app now and find out why the KTVA ECU app is the easiest way to manage your money. 24/7, anytime, anywhere. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Two runs on three hits in the top of the first for the Sock Puppets. They look to recreate that. Wade Shelley, Dusty Vela, and Chance Jennings is the do-up.
The right fielder, Wade Shelley.
Shelley did not make an appearance yesterday. However, he did go 1-for-3 back in their final game of the first series in Burlington. Also had a walk in that game as well. He will face Andrew Cribbs. Righty-righty matchup. First offer misses upstairs. 1-ball, no strikes. Burlington in the baby blue uniforms today. And the Axemen are representing America. Part of the... Last night it was Military Appreciation Night. Tonight doesn't necessarily have a theme, but of course we are approaching the 4th of July. So the patriotism spirits are high in Kingsport. Sulfur is swung on and missed. Shelley can't find it. 2-ball, 1-strike is the count. Shelley, also a high school senior, he's headed to Auburn to play with the Tigers. 3 sets of Tigers in the SEC. Got Auburn, LSU, and Missouri. This one a ground ball to the right side. Cribs picks up the dribbler, tosses it over to first. There is one away. Shelley is retired. Dusty Vela is the batter. White Shelley so far, even for a high school senior, he's playing spectacular. A 255 average, 12 hits. Also has scored 10 times as well. New batter is Vela. He swings at the first offer from Cribs. Vela, a 216 average, has the most at-bats on the team by far. He stands at the top with 74. He quickly falls behind. No balls, two strikes. Cribb searching for strikeout number 17 of the season. But really just looking for an out. This offer is fouled away to the left side. That one landing in the hot corner landing zone. Count remains nothing in two. Offer on its way from Cribbs. Misses inside. Count moves to one ball, two strikes. Vela is collegiate teammates with Kingsport's Liam McCallum. Vela just finished his junior season with the Winthrop Eagles. This one, a chopper to the right side. However, will get ruled a foul. Probably off the plate or landing in the box. Vela will step back in. Still a 1-2 count. This past season with Winthrop, Vela had a 344 average, 11 RBIs, 32 hits. Also was slugging 452 and a 440 on base percentage. So a stellar season for him with Winthrop. And he gets a hold of this one, but it does go foul. One ball, two strikes. Vela refusing to go down without a fight. He awaits the next offer. Cribbs comes set. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Wasn't a full swing. Vela wanted to take it back. But by the time he did, he had already swung. Two away in the second inning. Cribbs has got two outs thus far. But he does face Chance Jennings. Jennings yesterday 0 for 4. He struggled at the plate. He has the second most at-bats on the team, a 268 average, 19 hits, and 71 trips to the plate. Does have 23 strikeouts, which is a little high for a guy of his caliber and where he usually hits in the lineup. Usually he's in that leadoff spot. Cribbs dealing so far this at-bat. No balls, two strikes for Chance Jennings, which Jennings also out of Winthrop as well, just finished his sophomore campaign. He spent both his collegiate season with the Eagles. Jennings originally from South Carolina. Hitting-wise, he had a 375 average last year. This one called a strike on the outside corner. Jennings goes down looking, and Cribbs goes 1-2-3, a much-needed bounce-back inning. Andrew Cribbs retires the side, and we head to the bottom of the second. Due up for the Axemen, Myatt, Tryon, and Primrose when we return. 2-0 Burlington still has a lead.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loan subject to approval. Certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tyler Myatt will lead us off here in the bottom of the second. Throw down from Smith, and we are underway. Tyler Myatt wearing the number 6 this evening. Myatt, a record-breaking season with Walter State Community College, took home the Triple Crown as a single-season home run and RBI record at Walter State. Great season with the Senators. He's going to Tennessee next season. He skies this one into left field. And he goes down swinging on the first pitch. Tyler Myatt, a quick exit for him.
The right fielder, Ben Tryon.
Ben Tryon will step up to the dish. He went 2-for-4 yesterday at 2 singles. Also, an RBI in the mix. He was stellar yesterday. Bredo continues the deal. He finds the strike zone. Nothing in one is the count. Tryon, the Dallas Baptist Patriot. Next offer from Bradle misses low. Tryon and Swinney. Teammates in college. Tryon comes from South Lake, Texas. Bradle comes set. Offer on its way. This one is chopped down the line. Just foul. He now trails in the count. 1-2. Tryon, 102 at-bats in his sophomore season. He rips this one into right field. That might be trouble. And that one is over the wall. Shelley looked up like he was going to play it off the bounce. But there is no bounce. It leaves the yard. Ben Tryon sends his first home run out of the season. And what a time to do it. That might liven up the bats here in Kingsport. He cuts the lead 2-1. 2-1 is the score. Burlington still a lead, but Ben Tryon working on it. Now he just needs some help from the rest of the offense. Blake Primrose is up next. Coming set is Bradle. This offer on its way. He caught a strike. It's the first home run given up of the season by Ty Bradle. Comes off the bat unexpectedly of Ben Tryon. Primrose swings through it. He trails 0-2. But Ben Tryon, you just knew it was going to be a matter of time before he was able to get one over the wall. And that one just a sharp line drive. But it's successful. And now Tryon has his first home run. Primrose goes down swinging. And now there are two away in the bottom of the second. Jason Roussian is the batter. That Ben Tryon home run went an estimated 367 feet, left the bat at 101 miles per hour. Breaking ball from Bradle, called a strike. Bradle's been all in the strike zone throughout this inning. Tryon just able to get that slider low in the zone, lift it over the wall. Ty Bradle, also, he's not a guy necessarily that is going to, you know, kill you with velocity, but he's just got a smart mixture of a fastball, cutter, and a slider. And a swing to miss from Roussian. And it is a 1-2 count. Roussian didn't make an appearance yesterday. Instead, it was Primrose behind the plate. This one, a sharp line drive into left, but it does slice foul off of his bat. Instead of his four-seam fastball being the fastest pitch in his arsenal, it is Bradle's cutter hitting around 89 to 91. It's a dangerous speed to have a cutter. No wonder it's so hard to hit him. This offer grounded through the left side, and Roussian battles and ends up with the single.
P.J. Jones.
P.J. Jones will step up to the box. Jones will stand in a little bit of a struggle to get the bat going here at the halfway point. A 140 average for P.J. Jones. Bradle will face him. His offer misses outside. 1-0 is the count. Jones, the Maryland Terrapin, had a good freshman season. Swings at the next offer. Count evens out at one. But P.J. Jones, 39 at-bats. He didn't get a lot of time to play, but 11 hits. Three of those were home runs. That might end up looking like his total at the end of this season. Does just have a ton of power in his bat. Did have 16 RBIs and 11 hits. So that is quite an impressive feat. Next offer from Bradle. Misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. Bradle comes from Florida Southern. The Mocs. Jones swings at this one. Count evens at two. Two away. Jace Roussian on first base. Alex Kelsey is the batter on deck. Bradle comes set. Next offer misses high and tight. Count runs full. Bradle previously played at Ball State before transferring to Florida Southern to play his sophomore season. Seven appearances, 8 2/3 innings pitched. Roussian goes, and Jones fouls this one over the press box. Roussian will retreat back to first base. 2-1 is the score. After the solo home run from Ben Tryon, coming set, Ty Bradle. Under 10 on the pitch clock, offer on its way. That one misses outside. Jones draws the walk, and Roussian moves to second base. Alex Kelsey will step up to the dish. Comes from St. Joe's. A part of this stellar outfield with Larson Davila and Pitts. Kelsey, a native to Reading, Pennsylvania. He was an all-state baseball player, two-time all-conference state runner-up, or two-time all-conference and then a state runner-up. He was also all-division in basketball in high school. So another guy who can play a different sport. Kelsey, a 320 average, had 63 hits, 33 RBIs. He was feeling it with the Hawks. Offer from Bradle on the way, called a strike at the knees. Kelsey now trails one ball to two strikes. Second baseman Dusty Vela deep in the shift. He's standing a good 3-4 feet in the outfield. Bradle will step off. He re-engages the rubber. Kelsey so far this season, 269 average, 8 RBIs. As a runner standing on second, however, swings and misses. One run, two hits, no errors. We have just concluded the second inning. Ben Tryon, a solo home run, makes it a 2-1 Burlington lead. Due up for the Sock Puppets is the top of the order. Those Antigua, Kropinski, and Fernandez. Still on the mound is Andrew Cribbs when we return.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Kingsport. Becoming a member of the Kingsport family, YMCA, isn't just joining a gym. It's joining a movement. A movement to help kids reach their full potential, promote healthy living, and build a stronger, more connected community. Whether you're working out, giving back, or cheering from the stands, the Y is with you every step of the way, helping you and your family learn, grow, and thrive. And here's more good news. We offer a 10% military discount for active duty and veterans, and financial assistance is available through our Open Door Scholarship Program. Every membership, every donation helps fuel amazing causes like our feeding program, making a real impact right here at home. Join us today at the Kingsport Family YMCA, where community begins. Andrew Cribbs still dealing on the mound. He will shoot for inning number 3. He was able to go 3 up, 3 down in the second after letting up 2 in the first. However, before we get started, let's take a look at some scores from around the league. In the fourth, in a Bluefield, Tri-State leads 4-3 over the Ridge Runners. Then Pulaski trails Danville, 1-3 in the top of the third. Johnson City, a 4-0 lead over Greenville. That one could be dangerous, dropping 2 to Johnson City. And then Bristol, a lead over Elizabethton, 3-0. This one's skied in the air. Into right field, Ben Tryon trying to hustle under it, and that one just goes into the Burlington bullpen. Ariel Antigua is the batter. Antigua, the Tennessee Volunteer, had a leadoff infield single to get this day started. Next offer, called a strike. And Cribbs, after his less than stellar start. He's been dialed in. Antigua, a 571 average. He lost this one into left. That one high arcing. Will Kelsey be able to get under it? He does. He's able to apply the brakes at the last second, and he makes the grab. One away in the third. His average will drop a few points. Still hitting over 500 on the season. He's been great so far. Only 21 at-bats. He's relatively new. It's his sixth game here in the Appalachian League. Dom Krupinski is the batter. This one called a strike on the outside corner. Krupinski, a big double in the first. That put him and Antigua in scoring position for Orlando Fernandez, who proceeded to score Antigua with his infield single. One ball, one strike. Cribs on the mound. This offer is skipped into the plate. And that one rolls almost all the way up to me. Two balls, one strike. A relatively quiet crowd here in Kingsport this evening. It is a Wednesday night. It's not the most surprising thing in the world. Plus, people traveling for the holiday weekend. Krupinski fouls the next offer away. 281 is his batting average. Only three extra base hits. He chases this one. Drop third strike. He doesn't know it. Rusin will tag him anyway just to make sure. And there are two away in the third. Orlando Fernandez singled to second base his last time up. Cribs out of the windup. He kicks. He deals. This offer is fouled away. One strike for Fernandez. Fernandez, a 318 average. He has scored the most times on the team. He's come across the plate 20 times. A rifle into right field. This one over the head of Tryon, and it bounces over the wall. Is a ground rule double for Orlando Fernandez. Starting his day off perfect. 2 for 2. Fernandez had a triple his first time to the plate, but he finished the day 1 for 2. Also with a walk. Wasn't able to hit a fourth time around after the contest unceremoniously was ended in the seventh with a slaughter roll win from Kingsport. Two away. Two out, double. Cribs' pitch is fouled off. Merriweather able to get his barrel on it lightly. Merriweather a ground out, an RBI ground out to Mason Swinney, who's at shortstop this evening, with Cam Dernan being at third. Cribs, this offer on its way, and that one is called a ball. 1-1 is the count. Cribs, he's been in the strike zone here in this inning. Fernandez, a big piece of contact. Now it's up to Merriweather. He's got a guy in scoring position. Offer on its way, drilled into center field. Davila running back, and that is over his head. It is off the wall. It will score Fernandez. And a two-out RBI double. DJ Merriweather comes up big time. Avery Smith, a ground out to second, was how he started his day. He will have a runner in scoring position. DJ Merriweather, big spot, big hit. It's now a 3-1 Burlington lead. Cribs comes set, offer on its way. And that one is called a ball. Just misses low. Cribs has been hit hard in his first three innings. This one misses inside. Gets away from Roussian. Merriweather tries to take third. The tag is applied late. And Merriweather moves up to third. Not sure if that's a pass ball or wild pitch. We'll see what the scores decision is. And it is called a wild pitch. Two-oh is the count. Another run 90 feet away. It's offer, called a strike on the outside corner. Avery Smith committed to Penn State. They've had four high school seniors that have made great contributions. Avery Smith and then Wade Shelley as well. Then you also got to thank Caden Combs. So it's been a phenomenal season for Burlington's high school seniors. And this one misses in the dirt. Count runs full. And no, it is called a strike. I think they said that Smith went around. A little bit of a late ruling. But Cribs able to strike out Smith, and that ends the third inning. However, one run on two hits for the Sock Puppets, and they lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. Due up for Kingsport is the top of the order when we come back.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Kingsport Aquatic Center invites you to make a splash this summer at the water park. With two water slides, the 900-foot-long Eastman Credit Union Lazy River, a toddler play area with water cannons, and a lily pad crossing, there's tons of fun to be had. Grab a snack at the concessions booth and cool off in the shade of one of our rentable cabanas. Plan your visit at www.swimkingsport.com today. Mason Swinney to lead off the bottom of the third. The Axemen trail by two runs. It is a 3-1 lead for the Sock Puppets. Bradle still going strong on the mound. This offer on its way, called a strike. Swinney went down looking, his first trip to the plate today. 20, a 250 average. Did launch out his first home run of the season Sunday. Able to send one out in Elizabethton. No balls, two strikes. Offer from Bradle misses outside. Count moves to 1-2. Bradle has looked very strong throughout the day so far. Did, of course, give up the home run last inning. This one is popped up into foul territory. Second baseman Vela coming all the way over to make the grab. And Sweeney is retired for the second time today. Landis Davila will step up to the dish. Grounded out to first base. Davila's has been a strong presence in the outfield so far in the season. Got a nice mix of speed, and he's quite tall for an outfielder. You know, usually the tall guys aren't always the fastest, but Davila's 6'3". Able to track down balls very well in the outfield. Always gets a good jump. 2-0 is the count. Offer on its way. This one is grounded down the right field line. It is in for a single. Davila will try for second. He reaches. He's actually going to go for third. The throw to third, not in time. Davila. A triple. Down the line, and you could not have scripted that any better. Cam Dernan now stands in with a batter just 90 feet away. He's been money in these clutch situations when you need to score a guy. Cam Dernan is the guy you call. Temperature now 80 degrees as we move closer tonight. And they say that Dernan went around on the check swing. Nothing in one is the count. Dernan, 29 RBIs. He had 5 yesterday. Absolutely astonishing. Of course, the 3-run home run. Second of the season. Next offer from Bradle misses outside. It was quite impressive yesterday watching what Kingsport did. Not only just the bats. We know those can get hot, but they did it against one of the best pitchers. Dernan grounds this to short. The throw to first is in time. Dernan will ground out. Antigua makes the throw over. However, Landis Davila does come around to score. Back to a 1-run lead. Tyler Myatt is the batter. Flew out to left field his first time up. Actually swung at the first pitch he saw. First offer from Bradle on its way. Misses outside. 1-1, no strikes. If anyone at home does live in the Kingsport area, tomorrow night will be fireworks night. Myatt grounds this one over to first. Merriweather flips it back. And there are 3 outs. However, Kingsport able to score 1. 1 run on 1 hit and no errors. Landis Davila, the big triple. Dernan, the RBI, ground out. We've made it through 3. 3-2 is the score. Sock Puppets lead. Due up for Burlington. Jackson, Shelley, and Vela when we come back.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It is that time of the game that I like to take a look at some of the notable alumni who have come through each town. And first, we will take a look at the visiting Burlington. Some of their most notable alumni include Hall of Famer Jim Thome, came through in 1990. One of the biggest names to come out of the Appalachian League. Then just a year after him, it was Manny Ramirez. Manny always remembered for, well, being Manny. He was always an exciting player to watch. Then in 1994, it was Bartolo Colon. A very tenured veteran in the MLB. I don't know if you want to say he was one of the best pitchers of his era, but Bartolo Colon always big personality, so always fun to watch. In 1998, it was C.C. Sabathia, and then after their time with the Indians came to an end, they became the Kansas City Royals, and then Salvador Perez, Will Myers, Nicky Lopez, Michael Garcia, and then Vinny Pasquantino. Of course, Salvador Perez, one of the great catchers of this era. Zach Jackson, the batter, grounds this one just foul. Barely, and I mean barely missed the first base bag. Rolls foul. Cribbs still on the mound. One ball, two strikes. Jackson taking his time getting to the plate. Jackson, the outfielder from Duke. This offer misses outside. That one off the glove of Roussian. Count evens up at two. So Cribbs will shoot for inning number four. Cribbs started off the third very strong. Got the first two batters out, then back-to-back doubles that extended the Burlington lead. However, gets Jackson swinging. And the first out of the fourth is recorded. Five hits on the day for the Sock Puppets. Only three for the Axemen so far. Burlington leads 3-2. Wade Shelley grounded out to the pitcher. This one launched into center field. Landis Davila back on the track, and that one is over his head. Has to chase it. Wade Shelley will hold up at second base. And a double with one out. And that gives Dusty Vela a chance to knock in an insurance run. It's really this early on in the game, not necessarily, you know, insurance in the typical way it'd be used, but, you know, just another chance to score another run. Vela went down swinging his last time up. This offer misses low. They're putting the Eagles back-to-back in the lineup. Dusty Vela and Chance Jennings, both of them go to attend Winthrop together. Over a year does separate them class-wise. Sulphur misses in the turf. Two balls, no strikes. So Wade Shelley, the one-out double. And a chance to extend the lead. Shelley, that will go down as his fourth double of the season. Big swing and a miss from Vela. He will step back in the box. Andrew Cribbs searching for the second out of the fourth. His last start went 3 2/3. So he'll try to make it all the way to four today. Vela takes a big hack. Doesn't come up with the baseball. Two balls, two strikes. Vela awaits. And Cribbs will step off the rubber. He throws to Swinney, who comes over late to cover the bag. Appears maybe caught him off guard. Chilling back safely to second, under 10 on the pitch clock. Cribbs, this offer on its way. That one misses and misses. I think it actually hit Vela.
Now batting the left fielder, Chancellor Jennings.
And now there are two runners on base. Our two relievers warming up in the Axemen bullpen. We'll see at what point they take Cribbs out. Chance Jennings is the batter. Seven RBIs on the season. 19 hits and 72 trips to the plate. Jennings grounds it to the right side. Digging around is Shelley. The throw over to third is late. And Jennings, the RBI single, scores the fourth run of the game.
Now batting the shortstop, Ariel Antigua.
Few pitchers headed to the bullpen. That looks like number 41, Tyler Pickens. And the other numbers are just out of my view. I think I saw number 40, Jacob Golston, as well. He was the starter yesterday, so I highly doubt we will see him. John Chalupa on coming out from the dugout to have a brief meeting with his pitching staff. See what they can do. Probably trying to buy some time for the relievers to get warmed up. Ariel Antigua is the batter. 1-2 on the evening. Antigua comes set, Cribbs comes set on the mound. He will throw back over to first, and Jennings is back in safely. Do look to see if they try to move Jennings over to try to get out of the double play ball. Offer on its way. And Antigua threatened to lay down a bunt, but he pulls it back. It misses inside. And one ball, no strikes. Jennings inches his lead just a little bit further. Pickoff attempt of first, not in time. Jennings back safely. Cribs might have had Jennings if he was a little bit more deliberate with that pickoff attempt. It looked like he had Jennings stunned for just a moment. His pickoff attempt gets away from P.J. Jones. And now Jennings will dig for a third. He gets the stop sign. And it is a 5-2 Burlington lead. Vela comes around to score. Then we'll go down as an E1. And it is a 5-2 Burlington lead. Another run just 90 feet away. Now the no chance for a double play ball, at least double play ground ball. This offer called a strike. And T was still the batter. Count is even at 1. Offer from Cribs on its way, and that one is fouled back. That one just off the netting right in front of me. One ball, two strikes is the count. Cribs, still only one down. Offer on its way. Infield is in. That one misses inside. Count evens at 2. Cribs hit hard. 7 hits so far in this one. Also an error scores a run. This offer on its way. Turned on and driven into left field. Down for a base hit. Now rounding for 2. And the brakes will be applied for Antigua. But an RBI single scores chance, Jennings. And I have a feeling that Cribs' day might be done soon. Ricketier does head out to the mound. Haven't seen the point to the bullpen, but we'll have a reliever. A lefty coming out of the bullpen. I assume this will be Cooper Jones, and that will do it for Andrew Cribs. He's allowed 6 runs in this one, and the lead continues to grow for the Sock Puppets. 6-2 is the score. We'll welcome our new pitcher into the contest, and we will step aside just for a moment. Don't go anywhere. The conclusion of the top of the fourth just around the corner.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen. The Kingsport Axemen are proud to present our Summer Fireworks Nights are back this season at Hunter Wright Stadium. Take in the action at the ballpark on Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. That is Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. And catch our post-game fireworks show immediately after the games. It is a show the whole family is sure to enjoy. Hey, Axemen's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
J.J. Harrell is the new pitcher on the mound. Harrell looks to close out this fourth inning. Harrell has had an outstanding season for the Axemen. This will be his seventh appearance. He's got three wins. That's tied for first in the entire Appalachian League. He's made it through 10 2/3 innings of work, and he's only allowed one earned run. He faces Dom Krupinski, who is 1-for-2, struck out his last time up. And a big double in the first. Harrell will attempt to pick off Antigua. Another pickoff attempt. That one almost gets away from Jones. However, he's able to keep it. Harrell still no offer to Krupinski at the moment. His pitch called a strike. Harrell in the zone. Harrell comes from Presbyterian University. He's come over with teammate Mikey Mariquin. Harrell in his freshman season, 19 appearances, 25 1/3 innings of work, and 23 earned runs. Was hit. Yeah, had his struggles this past college season. However, here in the Appalachian League, he's made quick work of these hitters. It's offered to Krupinski, misses up and in, and count moves to 1-2. Orlando Fernandez, who is on deck, is 2-for-2. Needs to retire Krupinski. This offer is grounded just foul. And 1-2.6-2 is the score. Three runs have come across the plate in the top of the fourth. This offer from Harrell just misses on that outside corner. And 2-2 is the count. Harrell hitting from, and oh, they've got him in a rundown. Antigua gets caught by the slick pickoff attempt, and Jones will run him down. Antigua still fighting. He refuses to go down until Swinney finally tags him out. Some great fundamental defense from the Axemen. And Antigua, after his RBI single, gets picked off. Caught in the rundown, Krupinski down to his final strike. Harrell the offer on the way. Krupinski, soft grounder to the third. Durnin a quick scoop, and the throw over to first is in time. 5-3 ground out will end the top of the fourth. We made it through three and a half. Three more runs come across the plate on three hits and an error. 6-2 is the Burlington lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Do it for Kingsport. Ben Tryon, Blake Primrose, and Jace Roussian.
The Kingsport Axemen are proud to present our Summer Fireworks Nights are back this season at Hunter Wright Stadium. Take in the action at the ballpark on Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. That is Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. And catch our post-game fireworks show immediately after the games. It is a show the whole family is sure to enjoy.
So last break in between action, we took a look at some of the notable alumni from Burlington. Now, I'm sure you are well familiar with this Kingsport alumni base. However, we'll list off some of the bigger names just one more time so you get a good idea. Dale Murphy, one of the first big names to come through Kingsport. That was in 1974. That was when Kingsport was with the Atlanta Braves organization. Dale Murphy, of course, two-time MVP. And Dale Murphy, a great career with the Atlanta Braves. Brian Snicker, the next big name, 1977. Just won the 2021 World Series with the Atlanta Braves. I say that just as if it happened only last year. Believe it or not, that's approaching 4 years ago. Then Doc Gooden, Daryl Strawberry in the early 80s. They, of course, were crucial to that. Those New York Mets teams of the late 80s, especially the one that won the World Series. Both those guys were absolutely outstanding ball players. Then A.J. Burnett in 1996. Then Jose Reyes, David Wright, Daniel Murphy, Wilmer Flores in the 2000s. Good base right there. And then Jacob DeGrom in 2010. One of the all-time great pitchers of his era. And then Brandon Nimmo, Steven Matz, and then Jeff McNeil. Some of the final big names to come through Kingsport. A ground out from Ben Tryon is how this inning gets started. Ty Bradle still on the mound. He is going strong. Primrose watches this one for a strike. Went down swinging his first trip to the plate. Next offer on its way, misses outside. Bradle only two earned runs. One off the Tryon solo shot. And then Cam Durnin, another RBI to his name. Grounded out to short, and that scored Landis Davila. Offer from Bradle misses inside. Two balls, one strike. It has come to that point of the season where there are a few players who are kind of making some moves and leaving the league. You know, some guys are kind of coming in to finish up the season, you know, get a little bit of experience. There are some new pickups that have been announced, as well as a few guys who have left the team. You know, several of them have, you know, headed home. They're going to take the rest of the summer off. Mikey Mariquin is one of them, not listed on the roster anymore. And then Colton Sims and Brogan Jones, both not in the infield. So a few guys have departed. So some guys will not hear from again over the summer, but of course, you know, whenever the end of the season comes around, you know, the final game, you know, when we take a look back at the season, you know, those will be guys that 100% get mentioned. You know, just because, you know, you got to show love to, you know, all the players, you know, regardless if they played every game of the summer or if they only appeared in one. Everyone is part of the Axemen faithful Two balls, one strike to Jace Rusin. Primrose flew out. This offer misses inside. 3-1 is the count for Rusin. A single, his first time up. Offer on its way. This one misses low. And a two-out walk for Jace Rusin. Funny enough, Rusin with two outs in the second. That's when he reached base with a single. And now the batter is P.J. Jones. Does have some power. And we've seen Bradle give up a home run so in this one. Jones, actually, one of his two home runs of the season came in Burlington. That was game one of the series, if I'm not mistaken. Offer on its way. Called a strike on the inside part of the plate. Jones, a very patient hitter. If he doesn't like it, he will not swing. 0-1 count. Offer on its way. Jones takes a cut. Comes up empty. No balls, two strikes. Offer to Jones on its way. This one driven up the middle for a base hit. It is a little bit of a two-out rally going on here in Hunter Wright Stadium. Batter will be Alex Kelsey. Went down swinging his last time up.
Next up, the left fielder, Alex Kelsey.
Alex Kelsey, strong year here at the halfway point. Struck out his first time to the plate today. He grounds this one, charging it, throw off balance, over to first is in time. What a throw by Antigua. Made that throw roaming to his right. Kelsey just about a half step from being safe and loading the bases for Mason Swinney. However, it is three outs in the fourth. We made it through four in Hunter Wright Stadium, 6-2. Burlington still leads. Due up when we return, Fernandez, Merriweather, and Smith. Hey Kingsport, becoming a member of the Kingsport family YMCA isn't just joining a gym, it's joining a movement. A movement to help kids reach their full potential, promote healthy living, and build a stronger, more connected community. Whether you're working out, giving back, or cheering from the stands, the Y is with you every step of the way, helping you and your family learn, grow, and thrive. And here's more good news. We offer a 10% military discount for active duty and veterans, and financial assistance is available through our Open Door Scholarship Program. Every membership, every donation helps fuel amazing causes like our feeding program, making a real impact right here at home. Join us today at the Kingsport Family YMCA, where community begins. New Brightspeed Fiber Internet is in Kingsport. It's the ultra-fast internet you've been waiting for. Now everyone in your house can stream, game, and do more all at the same time. Brightspeed technicians ensure your fiber internet works all over your house so you can too. No more searching for that one spot to take your video call. Don't settle for slow and unreliable anymore. Switch to Brightspeed today at www.brightspeed.com/lovefiber. Brightspeed proudly supports the Kingsport Axemen.
Leading off of the Salt Covers, the designated hitter, Orlando Fernandez.
Fernandez, 2-for-2 on the evening. He will face J.J. Harrell, a single and double for Fernandez. This offer misses inside. He will lead off the fifth inning. Approaching the hour and a half mark for this contest. Offer from Harrell. Misses once more. Two balls, no strikes. Offer on its way, and Harrell continues to miss the strike zone. Hasn't been able to place it quite yet. In danger of walking his sixth batter of the season. This one misses outside. A four-pitch walk for Orlando Fernandez. We'll start in the fifth inning.
Now batting,
DJ Merriweather. Will step up. Merriweather 1-for-2. And a double the last time up. Left stranded at third base in the third inning. On the way, and this offer is fouled off. Fernandez started moving to second base. Thought that it might have been a wild pitch, but instead it is a foul ball. Nothing in one for Merriweather. Lefty-lefty matchup. This offer called a strike on the outside corner. And Harrell threw nothing but balls in the first at-bat of the fifth, and now nothing but strikes to answer. Great way to respond. Offer on its way. Merriweather fouls off the looping curveball. It is an 0-2 count still. Harrell will throw over to first, not in time. He's made it through two-thirds of an inning. He was able to pick off Ariel Antigua. Defense got him in a rundown. Mason Sweeney ended up tagging him out. This one, a ground ball up the middle. Sweeney has trouble, steps on second, is able to get the lead runner Fernandez, and Merriweather will reach on the fielder's choice.
To the plate, the catcher, Avery Smith.
Avery Smith. Will step up to the plate. Smith 0-for-2. Offer from Harrell misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Sweeney, a chance to turn two, just fumbled with it just a split second too long. Then he had to make up his mind, decided to just step on second base himself. So now Merriweather at first base, offer on its way. That one misses low and inside. A 2-0 is the count. So Harrell goes four-pitch walk to start, then nothing but strikes in the next at-bat, and then here he's thrown nothing but balls. Harrell will come set under 5 on the pitch clock. Offer on its way. Misses outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Smith, the high school senior, hitting 205 on the season. Harrell battles back in the at-bat. He gets a strike. 3-1 is the count. Offer on its way. Swung on and missed. Count runs full. pivotal moment. Zach Jackson on deck. The big right-handed Smith awaits. He fouls this one away. That one on the out to the right side. Landing in the general admission right under the Brightspeed Pavilion. Next offer just misses outside. And a battle results in a walk. DJ Merriweather moves to second. Smith moves to first. And now Zach Jackson is the batter. We'll stand in the left-handed batter's box. He's 0 for 2 in this one. A fly out and strike out. Corey Jackson can always place down a base hit anywhere on the field. One ball, no strikes. Jackson, a 320 average, 16 hits and 50 trips to the plate. Next offer from Harrell misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Harrell, an uncharacteristic day from him thus far. This offer is fouled back. That one just over our heads. And lands just on the other side of the breezeway. And two balls, one strike is the count. On deck is Wade Shelley. Big double to lead off the fourth. That sparked the three-run frame. Harrell gets his strike to fall in the zone. 2-2 count. Still only one away. And time is called by the batter, I believe. Two balls, two strikes. Burlington can add on to the lead. Offer on its way. This one fouled back. Jackson stays alive. Looks like a right-handed pitcher up and throwing in the Kingsport bullpen. And for Burlington, it looks like they might let Bradle go for five. Offer on its way. Harrell misses outside. 3-2 is the count. Back-to-back full counts. Harrell versus Jackson. Jackson 13 RBIs on the season. He drives this one down the right field line. It is down for a base hit. Merriweather is waved around. And the stop sign will be given to Smith. And the double for Zach Jackson. Scores Merriweather. Smith moves to third. And now there's two guys in scoring position for Wade Shelley. And it is a 7-2 Burlington lead. Harrell comes set, offer on its way. Looping curveball misses upstairs. Wade Shelley, the high school senior, headed to Auburn. Be a Tiger next season. Had a double in his last at-bat. One ball, one strike. Harrell comes set. Five on the pitch clock. This offer, a flare up the middle, And Sweeney will gather it. Throw over to first is in time. That is the second out of the inning. That one looked like a little bit of trouble. Luckily, Myatt and Sweeney communicating. Sweeney grabs it and makes a throw over to first. Dusty Vela is the batter. Vela hit by a pitch his last time to the dish. Offer from Harrell called a strike. It falls in the zone. Vela wound up scoring in the fourth. 7-2 is now the Burlington lead. Curveball from Harrell misses inside. Vela turns away, bracing himself. Thought he might get hit. One ball, one strike. Harrell, deep breath, offer on its way. That one skied into the air. It will go foul. Landing on the other side of the clubhouse. One ball, two strikes. Harrell can end the inning. Offer on its way. This one up the middle. Sweeney charges. The throw to first is in time. That one took a big hop off of the mound, and Mason Sweeney showing off the arm. He guns out Vela. However, one run does come across the plate on the RBI double from Zach Jackson. The lead extends 7-2. Burlington lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is time for what I like to call the fifth inning history reflection. Now, this is a segment where we pay homage to notable and legendary stories of players, alumni, and towns of the Appalachian League. Today, we'll take a look at the predecessor to the Paintsville Brewers, the Paintsville Yankees, the Brewers we discussed last night. Now, the Yankees were in Paintsville from 1979 to 1982, and in those four seasons, the Paintsville Yankees would win three Appalachian League pennants in a row from 1979 to 1981. Now talk about a three-peat that no one ever mentions. Now those teams featured big leaguers Otis Nixon, Greg Gagne, and Orestes Destrato. Now the funny thing is, the next season in 1982, Paintsville had maybe their most talented team that consisted of Dan Pascua, Eric Plunk, Jim Corsi, and future World Series MVP Jose Rijo. Now, they did fail to win the pennant, with Bluefield instead winning, and as mentioned, Jose Rijo would win the World Series with the Reds in 1990. In that playoff run, he tossed 27 and two-thirds innings in four starts, and he won three of those games with a perfect record. And in the World Series itself, Rijo tossed 15 and a third innings and only let up a shocking one earned run. Now, another interesting fact is that Rijo is the son-in-law of legendary San Francisco Giant Juan Marichal. The ties to the Appalachian League run deep. So, a legendary father-in-law. Certainly interesting how the baseball world always connects. Now, tomorrow we'll kind of give a recap of both the Brewers and Yankees and kind of where Paintsville as a town is today. Sweeney was retired. Landis Davila is the new batter. It is a 2-0 count. Ty Bradle working on inning number 5. Offer on its way. This one misses just outside. Luckily it missed. One ball, two strikes. Offer on its way. That one skips right by Avery Smith. Count evens up at 2. Sweeney flies out to left. Landis Davila with a 2-2 count. Nobody on. There's one away. Only 4 hits on the day for the Axemen. Offer from Bradle is fouled back into the backstop netting. Davila, 1-for-2, had a triple to lead off the third. Put beautifully right behind the first base bag, landed fair, and then rolled all the way to the corner in right field. Two balls, two strikes. Bradle comes set. Davila continues the battle. Offer on its way. Davila grounds this one up the middle. Antigua charges it. Throw over to first is in time. Great play by Antigua. Against most other teams, that's probably at least an infield single. And now Cam Durnin is the batter. He's 0-for-2, does have an RBI. Makes it 30 on the season. Next closest guy in the Appalachian League is 26, and that's Pulaski's Braden Ricketts. Durnin just continues to score guys when they're in scoring position. Sulfur misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. Durnin leads the league in RBIs. Tied for first in hits. And he is third in average. And this one, a flare down the right field line, and it is fair. Durnin will turn on the Jets. He heads to second. And a 2-out double for Cam Durnin. Smith will signal something to his infield. Tyler Myatt is the batter. Myatt has struggled so far today. Gone down early in the counts. A fly out and ground out has been his day. Now, I never thought I'd say this, but next year I think I might try to catch a game between the Volunteers and the Missouri Tigers. Watch the two Axemen duke it out. Both are transferring to SEC schools. Durnin going to Mizzou and Myatt going to Rocky Top. And Myatt grounds this one foul. No balls, two strikes. There are two away. Durnin in scoring position. They want to try and claw back into this game. It's going to have to start soon. Next pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Drop third strike. Smith will throw it down the first base line. And Myatt is retired. The two-out double doesn't lead to any scoring. Burlington still has control. 7-2 is the score as we head to the sixth inning. Chance Jennings, Ariel Antigua, and Dom Krupinski is the duo here in Hunter Wright Stadium when we come back.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loan subject to approval. Certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for the perfect mix of adventure and academics? Then check out East Tennessee State University. Tucked away right here in the Appalachian Mountains, ETSU has been named a top adventure college in the South. With small class sizes, over 180 programs, and a campus full of life, you'll find your passion and your people. And when you're not hitting the books, hit the trails or cheer on ETSU's 18 Division I teams. Are you ready for your next great life adventure? Then head to etsu.edu today.
Leading off with the Sun Puppets, the left fielder, Chancellor Jennings.
Chance Jennings will lead off the sixth inning. Jackson Downing is the new pitcher on the mound. First offer, Mrs. Lowe. Day is done for J.J. Harrell. His final line reads, an inning and two-thirds with one earned run allowed. Bumps his ERA up to a 1.45. This one, a ground ball. Dernan fields it cleanly, rifles it over to first, and it is in time. Dernan shows off the arm, and Chance Jennings is retired. Jennings, great speed, so luckily that came off the bat a bit hot, so Dernan could just move over, didn't have to come in and pick it up, then have to try to throw him out. You know, it arrived quickly, so Dernan was able to quickly get it off. Top of the order, Ariel Antigua is the batter. Singled his last time up. Then he was picked off by J.J. Harrell. Offer on its way. Called a strike. Antigua was backing up out of the box. It looked like one ball, one strike. Dom Krupinski is on deck. Antigua, an absolute shot. That one lands foul. One sharp line drive. Antigua, the Tennessee Volunteer. Only one future Volunteer on the Kingsport roster. Well, technically two. Forgot about Aiden Hayes for a second. Tyler Myatt watching his future teammate play. Two balls, two strikes. Downing deals. And this one just misses on the outside corner. Crowd letting home plate umpire hear it. They thought that one looked like a strike. Jackson Downing, 11 innings of work so far this season, 7 earned runs. And this pitch misses outside. It is a walk. And Tigua draws the one-out walk. Dom Krupinski is the batter. 1-for-3, had a double back in the first, hasn't been able to do any damage since. Righty lefty matchup, Krupinski the southpaw. Downing kicks and deals. And that one misses outside. 1-0 is the count. That was Downing's 9th walk that he's issued this season. Next offer on its way, called a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Only one pitcher who is double digits in walks, and that is Andrew Cribbs, and that only happened today. Pickoff attempt of first, and Tigua's back in. Downing 2-0 is the count. There's one away. This offer to Krupinski misses upstairs. 3-0 is the count. And Downing yet to find the strike zone in this at-bat. Thought I should clarify. Next offer on its way, called a strike. Three-1 is the count. Krupinski can swing a hot bat. This next offer misses outside. Back-to-back walks for Jackson Downing.
To the plate, the designated hitter, Orlando Fernandez.
Orlando Fernandez reached on a walk his last time up. It was a 4-pitch walk against J.J. Harrell. Jackson Downing comes from Johnson Community College. He's originally from Kansas City, Missouri. Went to Liberty North High School. Completed his redshirt freshman season with Johnson County. However, he did spend his redshirt season at Arkansas State. No balls, one strike for Fernandez. Righty-righty matchup. Fernandez has some power, a single and a double in this one thus far. 10 hits on the day for the Sock Puppets. This offer, a dribbler down the line. Dernan steps on third. Throw over to first is in time. A 5-3 double play. And that will do it for the top of the sixth inning. Seven 2 is the score as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Time is running out for Kingsport. We're halfway through. They still trail by 5. Tryon, Primrose, and Roussian is the duo when we return.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little real spice.
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more. Seven 2 is the score, and welcome back to Hunter Wright Stadium. Sock Puppets have a 7-2 lead over the Axemen. Ben Tryon looks to be the guy to spark something to change that. Had a home run in his first at bat, then grounded out to second base. New pitcher is on the mound. It is Gabe McGowan out of Biola. Completed his senior season from Hanford, California. McGowan, a right-handed pitcher, he will face the left-handed Ben Tryon. Offer on its way. This one misses low. One ball, no strikes. Ty Bradle, his day comes to an end. Bradle made it through 5 innings, only 2 earned runs. And he made good work of the Axemen lineup. They did get 5 hits off of him. That's not much. Tryon takes this into center field. And ranging underneath it is Zach Jackson. Tryon is retired. We are just about at the 2-hour mark.
To the plate, the designated hitter, Blake Primrose.
It says 8:58 on my computer. Blake Primrose, designated hitter up to bat. 0-2 in the evening. First offer to him is called a strike. Primrose, of course, one of the 3 St. Joe's players here in Kingsport. He is here with teammates Alex Kelsey and Micah Wells. Primrose from Pittsburgh, PA. Had a 329 average this past season with St. Joe's. 5 home runs as well. He has 2 home runs here in the Appalachian League. Well, both of his home runs came in the same game against the River Turtles. Since then, hasn't been able to get one out of the park. This offer swung on and missed, and Primrose is retired. Quickly, 2 outs for Gabe McGowan. McGowan last season with Biola, 61 and 2/3 innings pitched, 48 earned runs. That's a 7.01 ERA. Did have 4 wins and 4 losses. Also tossed a complete game as well. One ball, no strikes. Roussian yet to hit in the right-handed batter's box. He's, of course, the switch-hitting catcher. Most of his at-bats recently have been left-handed, faced a ton of righties. One ball, one strike. It's offered to Roussian. Misses outside. 2-1 is the count. Roussian here with college teammates as well. Him and Colin Larson both attend Boston College. It's always interesting seeing guys who are teammates on one team, and then you also see there some of their teammates on other teams around the Appalachian League. This one misses low and in. Roussian is aboard on a two-out walk. Back-to-back walks for Roussian, and now P.J. Jones is the batter.
Now batting.
Singled his last time up.
P.J. Jones.
P.J. Jones. Of course, it's been a while since I mentioned this on the broadcast, but P.J. Jones is the grandson of Minnesota Twins great Cesar Tovar. This one misses inside. So baseball runs in his blood. He's quite the exceptional fielder. He's been very good all year long over at first base. He's anchored down the bag very well. Hitting was a little bit of a struggle earlier on in the season. I think he went 21 to 24 at-bats, somewhere in that range. But since then, he is now up to 7 hits on the year with the single in today's game. So his average is improving. And, you know, baseball is one of the weird things. You have a bad stretch, especially at the beginning. It's hard to make your numbers look good after that. And that's why, you know, context is so important. So, you know, I would say P.J. Jones has been hitting extremely well the past 2 weeks. You know, again, he's not putting anything together too far. That one just about a foot above my window. You guys should have seen my cat-like reflexes. I was already on the floor by the time I saw that coming back my way. I'm kidding. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Jones. See, I don't know why PJ would hit it back towards me. I was giving him a compliment. I was saying he's hitting extremely well lately. And then shoots one right back my way. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner goes. Jones skies this one in the air. Ranging back is Antigua. And calling him off is Chance Jennings with a full head of steam from left field. And that will do it for the sixth inning. We've made it through six in Hunter Wright Stadium. No runs, no hits, no errors. 7-2, still the lead for the Sock Puppets. We head to the seventh inning. 3 innings of baseball remain.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Hunter Wright Stadium after our brief break. Looks like Downing is still on the mound. But before we get to this half inning of play, let's take a look at some scores from around the league. Tri-State leads the Ridge Runners 5-4. That one in the top of the eighth. Johnson City, a 9-2 lead over Greenville. And the Flyboys in danger of losing two straight. Of course, your score here, 7-2. Burlington leads. And believe it or not, we're not the game that's taking the longest tonight. Should not have said that. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock now. Actually, we're probably going to be here till 10 o'clock anyways. I should say something later, probably 10:30, 11. It's the announcer's curse, I'm sorry. I'm trying to wrestle with my newfound power. Elizabethton, a 7-4 lead over Bristol. That one, a big game for Elizabethton. That would put them into third, just behind the Axemen. It looks like the way things are going, looks like the Axemen about to drop tonight's game. That would move Elizabethton a half game back behind Kingsport. Pulaski, a 9-3 lead over Danville. They were struggling to begin with, but now they have jumped out in front. DJ Merriweather, a chopper, Roussian, throws it over to first. It is in time. So one out already. Haven't seen too many of those this season. I thought I'd see more times a catcher throws to first base. It might be the first time I've seen it all season long that hasn't been like a kind of pickoff attempt. It's off or on its way, called a strike. Pickens finding, or actually it is Jackson Downing. Downing starting this half inning off strong. This one a ground ball to second. Myatt charges, throw over to first is in time. Just like that, there are two away in the top of the seventh. Zach Jackson, a big RBI double his last time up. He's 1-for-3. Kingsport was able to keep up early with Burlington, had it a one-run game. It was 3-2 entering the third. But ever since that point in time, the Sock Puppets have been all over the Axemen. This is offer on its way. That one misses inside. 2-0 is the count. Jackson, some good discipline himself. Of course, coming from a big baseball program like Duke. Kind of figured he'd have some good patience. 15 walks on the season. Downing muscles one in the zone. Count now reads 3-1. On deck is Wade Shelley, also 1-for-3. This offer, and he's actually called a timeout. Umpire calls a timeout right before the pitch comes in. I think it was a batter's timeout for Jackson. A little bit of a late signal, but 3-1 offer on its way. And Downing back in the strike zone. He's made it in interesting. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Offer on its way. That one misses outside. And a 2-out walk. And Zach Jackson is aboard. Jackson, 7 stolen bases. Tie for 3rd on the team. One behind Dusty Vela and Jeter Poyedo. Poyedo also sent home early. Hasn't made an appearance, I think, since the first game between these two. I believe Poyedo, he didn't waste much more time till he left Burlington. This one skied into foul territory. P.J. Jones racing for it. Calls off the catcher, Roussian, and he makes the grab. So a 2-out walks results in nothing but an empty threat. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. Seventh, bottom of the seventh is upon us. Everybody, it's time for the tradition as old as the game itself. Get up, stretch around, and then get back in your seat to finish this contest. 7-2, Burlington leads as we head to the bottom of the seventh.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axeman home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axeman.
Alex Kelsey to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Takes the first offer from McGowan for a strike. Next offer on its way, misses outside. Kelsey 0-2 on the evening thus far. On deck is Mason Swinney and the rest of the top of the order for Kingsport. Kelsey looking to get on early. He smacks this one foul, just evading the light pole. Lands on the other side of the breezeway. One ball, two strikes to Alex Kelsey. Kingsport running out of frames. We might see another attempted comeback in the ninth. This one misses outside. McGowan, out of Biola, didn't go 1-2-3 in the sixth. He did let up a two-out walk, but then P.J. Jones flew out to left field. His next offer misses. Count has been worked full. This offer on its way misses, low and inside, and Alex Kelsey takes first base.
At the end of this half inning, hot dogs are a dollar, and to the plate, shortstop Mason Swinney.
Mason Swinney is the batter. Swinney 0-3 on the day to this point. Two RBIs yesterday, along with two base hits. He was not unstoppable. He fouls this one away. Swinney this season, .231 average. Still only 10 games with the Axemen so far. The throw over to first, not in time. Swinney, he began the Appalachian League season more in a role of a reliever. Just now kind of getting his toes wet. This throw on the stolen base attempt got Alex Kelsey. Avery Smith guns him out. And Kelsey is caught stealing. Avery Smith, what a cannon. Just a reminder, that's a high school senior. Penn State. This offer from McGowan misses outside. 2-1 is the count. And just like that, there's one away in the bottom of the seventh. He races the walk. Next offer misses outside. Three-one count. Gallen offer on the way. Called a strike. That went in at the knees. Count is run full. Back-to-back full counts. Sweeney went down looking on the first full count he saw. In the first appearance of the day. This one, a sharp ground ball. Antigua throws it over to first. It is in time. And Mason Sweeney
next up,
goes down on the ground out.
Davila.
Davila, 1-for-3, had the triple in the third. He was the last run to cross the plate for the Axemen today. Still only 5 hits for Kingsport so far. Gone this offer, check swing. Davila went way around. Turned the check swing into a swing. Nothing in one is the count. McGowan has been operating out of the stretch all night long, even with nobody on base. One ball, one strike. Offer on its way. This one popped up behind third base. That one going into foul territory. And making the grab is Krupinski. Chases it down all the way from third base. And that will do it for the seventh. 1, 2, 3, go the Axemen. 7-2, still the score. Looks like Jackson Downing will still be on the mound for the eighth. Due up for Burlington. Vela, Jennings, and Antigua.
$1 hot dogs. All night in the concession stand. Also remember, these two teams will play again tomorrow.
Hey, Axemen's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
Remember, always be generous with the nutmeg. Just eyeball it.
Okay.
Mom's wisdom has served you well, but now it may be your turn to guide her.
Hey, I'm worried about Mom. She keeps forgetting her famous sweet potato pie recipe.
Some things come with age, sis.
And some don't.
Knowing the early signs of Alzheimer's in a loved one will help you make the best decisions for your family. Visit 10signs.org to learn the signs. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my Food City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Downing faces Dusty Vela. Vela over 2
on the evening
so far.
Dusty Vela.
He fouls the first offer off. Vela, not much going for him so far, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, ended up coming around to score. Actually, he scored on the throwing error by Andrew Cribbs, who tried the pickoff attempt. Diving grab by Jones cannot be achieved. And now racing for second is Vela, and he will be on board with a leadoff single. It's a leadoff double, excuse me.
Now batting the left fielder, Chancellor Jennings.
Chance Jennings. Now a chance with a runner in scoring position. Singled in that last opportunity. Has an RBI, scored Wade Shelley back in the fourth. Jennings, 1-for-3 on the evening. Usually hits in that leadoff spot. Today he's in the 9-hole. Bolsters the back of the order. This offer misses upstairs. 1-ball, no strikes. Jennings, of course, hitting right after his Winthrop teammate Vela. Chance to score him. This offer on its way misses inside. 2-0 is the count. Stepping into the box is Jennings. Coming set, offer on its way. That one misses low. 3-0 is the count. Top of the order is on deck. Mario Antigua. Offer on its way. That one misses outside. And taking his base on a four-pitch walk is Chance Jennings. There are two arms warming up in the Kingsport bullpen that I can see at the moment. We'll see who that is once Rick Adair comes to end Jackson Downing's day. He has two runners on, nobody out. He faces Antigua. Antigua 2-for-3. He swings at the first offer. Call, or not called a strike. It is a strike because he swung. Antigua, infield single to start off the evening. And a single in the fourth. Walked his last time up. In between the first and fourth, he flew out. Offer on its way. Called a strike on the outside half of the plate. And now two strikes for Jackson Downing. Good way to respond. He will face Dom Krupinski next. Downing comes set under 5 on the pitch clock. Offer on its way. Called a strike. Antigua goes down on strikes for the first time today. And Downing gets him
now
looking.
Now batting the third baseman, Dom Krupinski.
Dom Krupinski is the batter. He'll step in the left-handed box. Lefty-righty matchup. Krupinski the southpaw. Downing under 10 on the pitch clock. Offer on its way. Runner goes. And Roussian can't make up his mind. And it is a double steal. Vela and Jennings wind up with stolen bases. Roussian had a choice to pick a runner to throw down. But he ended up hesitating, decides to hold it. Smart decision. This offer on its way. Misses outside. 2-0 is the count from Downing. Someone just barely missing the zone, and not by much. Maybe an inch or two. Downing's next offer on its way. This one a ground ball to Jones. He throws it home, and they tag out Vela. No sign. The home plate umpire does give the out signal. Took him a moment. Krupinski reaches on the fielder's choice. Vela tagged out at home.
Now batting the designated hitter, Orlando Fernandez.
Orlando Fernandez. He is 2-for-3, a single and a double. A walk in the fifth and a ground out in the sixth. And Rick Adair will head out to the mound. It doesn't look like Downing's day is over quite yet. Probably just trying to rally his troops to get one more out. Take it to the bottom of the eighth. The eighth run does stand on third. Ninth run at first, and the tenth run is at home plate. Downing comes set, first offer on its way. That one misses, and a throw down to third, not in time. Jennings slides back in safely. I believe that's probably what they were discussing. They ended up sending Krupinski. He will end up with the stolen base. Now two guys in scoring position. Thought that they could catch Jennings sleeping on third. However, has the wherewithal to dive back into third safely. This one, a ground ball. Moves foul. And 1-1 is the count. Orlando Fernandez awaits at the plate, chases the outside offer. 1-2 is the count. Fernandez, a .324 average, 14 RBIs on the season. Four behind first place on the team, which is Preston Yautier. Swing and a miss. Fernandez goes down.
For the sock puppets, no runs.
And a big strikeout to end the eighth inning. Kingsport only two frames remain to respond. 7-2, Burlington leads. Dernan, Myatt, and Tryon is the do-up for the X-Men when we come back. Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Remember, always be generous with the nutmeg. Just eyeball it.
Okay.
Mom's wisdom has served you well, but now it may be your turn to guide her.
Hey, I'm worried about Mom. She keeps forgetting her famous sweet potato pie recipe.
Some things come with age, sis.
And some don't.
Knowing the early signs of Alzheimer's in a loved one will help you make the best decisions for your family. Visit 10signs.org to learn the signs. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Cam Dernan will lead off the bottom of the eighth. He watches the first pitch from McGowan, called a strike. Dernan 1-for-3 on the evening thus far. Next offer on its way. Misses outside. 1-1 is the count. Dernan does have an RBI on the day. Was on his ground out back in the third, ended up scoring Landis Davila from third base. And Dernan under this one and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. Dernan comes from Wichita State, heading to Missouri next season. He faces Biola's Gabe McGowan. Next offer misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Dernan, again, one of the best players, not only for Kingsport, but in the Appalachian League as a whole. This one called a strike on the inside half of the plate. Dernan disagrees, and he goes down looking. Backwards K for Gabe McGowan. It's his second strikeout of the evening. And now Tyler Myatt, who is 0 for 3 on the day, will stand in and try to avenge his fellow Axemen. Lefty-righty matchup. First offer on its way. Myatt smokes this one into right field. Jennings going back at the wall. He looks up. It is off the base of the wall. Jennings throws it in, and it will be cut off by Antigua. And a double for Tyler Myatt gives the Axemen hope.
Right fielder, Ben Tryon.
Ben Tryon is the batter. He's 1 for 3. Did have a home run in the second, first of the season for him. Tryon, a .311 average. Been stellar this season. Fouls this one into the turf right at home plate. One strike on him. But ever since the home run, a ground out and fly out have been his day. Tryon stands in. That was Myatt's first hit of the evening. This offer grounded over to first. Merriweather flips it back to the pitcher, and McGowan steps on first base. Tryon is retired. However, Myatt does move 90 feet closer.
The designated hitter, Blake Primrose.
We've seen that so many times today. Ground the ball back to the pitcher. There was one, two. We've seen it three times in this one. For some reason, it feels like it's been more. It feels like it's almost happened every inning, at least to me. I'm sure you all at home don't have that same opinion. Offer on its way. This one lined over the head of Antigua. A line drive RBI for Blake Primrose. And the Axemen begin to chop away at the lead.
Next up,
7-3 is the new
Rusin
score. Jace Rusin will step up to the plate. He is 1 for 1 with 2 walks. He's reached base every single time tonight. Gollin's still out of the stretch, never changes. And Blake Primrose, that was his first hit of the evening. Now the only Axeman hitless is actually Alex Kelsey. Also Mason Swinney as well. Excuse me. That is now 7 hits on the day. Nobody having a multi-hit performance. Rusian awaits, and McGowan comes set. Offer on its way. Fouled back. That one over the far part of the press box. 1-1 is the count. There are two away. Offer on its way. That one in the turf. And 2-1 is the count. Primrose started the season off strong, and now at the midway point, the bat has been cold for a little while, but he's been picking it up as of late as well within the last week, been performing. Pickoff attempt over to first, and Primrose back in standing up. 2 balls, 1 strike. The batter is Jace Rusin. Rusin, a .319 average. Next offer on the way, in on the hands, and caught a ball. 3-1 is the count. On deck is P.J. Jones. Roussian, 13 RBIs. That's actually third on the team, only behind Cam Durnin and Colin Larson. This offer fouled off on the check swing. That was unfortunate because that would have most likely have been a ball, and Roussian would have been on first. But instead, it's a full count. McGowan, his offer misses upstairs. Primrose goes, but it doesn't matter. Runners on first and second.
Stepping in, the first baseman.
There is a right-handed pitcher warming up in the Burlington bullpen. And Coach Schmidt will make his way out to the mound. He will meet with Gabe McGowan. This is Dave Schmidt's first season coaching here in the Appalachian League. Played 12 seasons in the major leagues with the Rangers, White Sox, Orioles, Expos, and Mariners. And then he was a pitching coach in the Baltimore Orioles organization for 27 years. So Dave Schmidt, very tenured guy in baseball, knows what he's talking about. Great for these young guys to get development tips from. And you can tell this Burlington pitching staff is truly one of a kind. Now with two runners on, it's P.J. Jones. 7-3 is the score. Jones, a check swing, but it's called a strike anyways. 0-1 is the count. Just over the 2.5 hour mark. Kingsport attempting the two out rally. One strike on PJ Jones and a lackadaisical pickoff attempt to second base. Doesn't even attempt the throw. McGowan will step back on the mound. McGowan comes set. Offer on its way. That one called a strike on the inside. Thought that might have not landed on the plate. My first reaction, I thought it was a ball. It's called a strike nonetheless. 0-2 is the count. Offer to Jones on his way, and that one swung on and missed. Jones can't connect, and that will end the eighth inning threat.
One run on two hits, no errors.
First strikeout of the day for P.J. Jones. And we have finished eight innings. 7-3 is the score. One run on two hits and no errors. Threat is coiled with the strikeout. And we head to the ninth. 7-3, Sock Puppets lead. Due up for them is Merriweather, Smith, and Jackson in the top of the ninth. New pitcher on the mound for the Axemen when we come back.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen.
New Bright Speed Fiber Internet is in Kingsport. It's the ultra-fast internet you've been waiting for. Now everyone in your house can stream, game, and do more all at the same time. Brightspeed technicians ensure your fiber internet works all over your house so you can too. No more searching for that one spot in the house to take your video call. Don't settle for slow and unreliable anymore. Switch to Brightspeed today at www.brightspeed.com/lovefiber. Brightspeed is a proud supporter of the Kingsport Axemen. DJ Merriweather will lead off. Tate Anderson is the new pitcher on the mound from McCook Community College, and actually from a little ways across the pond. He's originally from Auckland, New Zealand. This past year with McCook, he was a All-Region Honorable Mention after his freshman season. Had 13 appearances, 39 and two-thirds innings of work. Only 14 earned runs, that's a 3.18 ERA. So a strong collegiate season. Anderson's first offer to Merriweather, the other lefty, called a strike. Anderson so far, a win and a loss. This will be his fourth appearance of the season. He's made it through six innings, giving up three earned runs. And Roussian will head out to the mound. He will talk to his pitcher for a brief moment. Maybe mistaking some pitch calls, perhaps. And Roussian heads back to the plate. Oh, one is the count. Anderson, one strike on Merriweather. This one misses high in heights. Just got away from Anderson for a moment. Anderson, five strikeouts so far this season. Has hit two batters. This breaking ball swung on and missed. Merriweather can't connect. That one broke beautifully. Merriweather just above it. One ball, two strikes. Next offer, grounded sharply to third. Durnan plays it. The throw over to first is not in time. I don't know about that one. That one a little close, I guess. Tie goes to the runner. And it looked like Durnan had just a
now batting the catcher,
brief
Avery
second of
Smith.
Trouble getting it out of his glove. And Merriweather reaches on the infield single. That one hot off of the bat. Took a while for Durnan to get it out of his glove. One oh is the count. Leadoff runner is aboard. Next offer from Anderson misses inside. A 2-0 is the count. Merriweather, the single, came off the bat at 90 miles per hour. And Anderson will throw it over to first. A semi-pickoff attempt. Just one of those to say, hey, we're watching you. Merriweather, that's his second hit of the day. Smith is 0 for 3 with a walk. And two balls, one strike is the count. Smith fouls the next offer away. Smith has been good this season. He's just now dipping under the 200s. He turns on this one. Durnan, diving attempt, can't keep it in the infield. And it is a single for Avery Smith. And just like that, the first two runners are aboard. Runners on first and second, and
now batting the center
does not appear to be any arms warming up in the Kingsport bullpen. Zach Jackson is the batter. Had a big RBI double back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. An RBI and a walk. Coming set. Anderson, the offer on the way, called a strike. Breaking ball perfectly finds the outside half of the plate. Next offer misses outside. Anderson trying to hit that same spot. Zach Jackson can always add to his RBI total, up to 14 on the season. This one misses up and in. Jackson has to back off of the plate. And now two balls, one strike. -78 degrees in Kingsport. It was 85 when the game began. Nice and cool. No more sun beating down on everybody. Next offer from Anderson, just below the knees. And 3-1 is the count. Anderson comes set, offer on the way. That went right down the middle. No mistaking that was a strike. Count has been worked full. Wade Shelley is on deck. Here's the offer from Anderson. Swung on and missed. Down goes Zach Jackson. It's his second strikeout of the day.
Now
and there is one away in the top of the ninth. Wade Shelley. He digs in. A one-out double back in the fourth. That would spark the three-run inning. That has kind of put the game out of reach. Made it a 6-2 game. Burlington had another one in the fifth, and this one a line drive over Swinney's head at shortstop. It will hold up Merriweather. And the bases are loaded. Wade Shelley, a sharp single.
To the plate, the second baseman, Dusty Vela.
Dusty Vela is the batter. Had a double his last time to the plate. He's 1-for-3, also has been hit by a pitch. Ended up scoring on a throwing error by Andrew Cribbs back in the fourth. It was a pickoff attempt to first base at Chance Jennings. And that one got away in the turf from P.J. Jones and allowed Vela to come around the plate. Offer from Anderson on its way. And they say that Vela went around. Nothing in one. Dusty Vela, 10 RBIs on the season. He's hitting .211. He could score one or two or possibly even three. Vela chases this one outside. No balls, two strikes. Vela will dig in. The lefty's duking it out. Anderson and this offer on the way. Grounded to second. Maeda diving stop. He keeps it in the infield. And will keep only one run to score. But Burlington's lead increases. Now 8-3 is the score. Bases remain loaded. Chance Jennings is the batter. Jennings 1-for-3, also a walk, has a stolen base as well, and an RBI single. So he's been here, there, and everywhere today, doing a little bit of everything. Still playing at normal depth. Jennings takes a cut at the first offer and fouls it away. No balls, one strike. Jennings will dig back in. Still yet to reach double digits in RBIs so far. This offer misses low. One ball, one strike. Anderson comes set under 10 on the pitch clock. Offer on its way. Misses outside. 2-0 is the 2-1 is the count. Jennings 8 RBIs. Anything in the outfield likely to score 2. He gets lucky, could bring everybody in. Anderson's pitch rifled into the gap, and it is down for a base hit. That will score 1. Looked like Tryon might have a chance at it. That is why the runners held up for so long. But Avery Smith comes around to score.
Ariel Antigua.
And Ariel Antigua comes up to the plate with the bases loaded. 9-3 is the score. Does look like someone is up and stretching, throwing around in the X-Men bullpen. Anderson not really struggling to throw strikes. He's just facing this buzzsaw that is the Burlington offense. Great day at the plate for them so far. I say so far like it's not about to come to a close. Tate's next offer is skied into the air. That one will get out of play. One landing in the stands. 1-1 is the count. Nine-three is the score. 15 hits on the day. It was Burlington offense. They've outdone what the Axemen did yesterday. Now, granted, 5 of those hits have come in this ninth inning. Anderson comes set. 1 ball, 1 strike. Under 5 on the pitch clock. Offer on the way. Misses outside. And 2-1 is the count. Jennings and Vela back-to-back RBI singles. Winthrop Crew gets it done. Offer on its way. This one driven through the left side for a base hit. One run will score, and they wave around Vela. Jennings will hold at second. 2 more runs come across the plate. RBI single for Ariel Antigua. Now it is an 11-3 contest.
The third baseman, Tom Krupinski.
Does mean that the winning run, quote-unquote, is at third. Dom Krupinski is the batter. 6 hits so far in the frame. 4 runs have come across the plate. Still only 1 out. Anderson comes set. This offer is grounded foul. Krupinski wanted that one. You can tell by his reaction as he walks off. He is 1-for-4 with a walk. Had a double to start the game back in the first inning, but since then, no hits. Anderson offer on its way. That one misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Or 1-1. Anderson, a runner on first and second. Next offer misses inside. Two balls, one strike. Anderson has been stellar so far this season and unfortunately has just run into a tough outing. Get the second best offense in the league. Two balls, two strikes is the count. Anderson back in the zone. Orlando Fernandez is on deck. Two, two is the count. Anderson kicks and deals. This one drilled past Myatt. No, he makes the grab. He will spin and throw it over to first. It is in time. Krupinski is retired. However, the winning run now stands at second base.
Designated hitter, Orlando Fernandez.
Orlando Fernandez, 2-for-4. A single, a double, and a walk on the day. Scored once. And Orlando Fernandez will bat. Merriweather led off the inning. He is on deck. This offer to Fernandez, I think, bounced into the turf, then hit him, so it is a ball. Definitely had to make contact with him, I assume. He will stand in. Anderson comes set. He kicks, he deals. And this one called a strike. Offer on its way, swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Four runs have come across the plate. Winning run for Burlington at second base. That is because it is after seven. If you reach 10 runs and the game does come to a conclusion. Offer on its way, Fernandez fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Fernandez stays in battles. Anderson comes set. This offer on the way. That one misses low. Fernandez lays off of it. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball can't get Fernandez to chase. Two balls, two strikes, two away in the top of the ninth. Anderson, the offer on its way. That one called a strike. Fernandez goes down looking, and that will end the top of the ninth inning. Four runs, six hits, no errors. Sock Puppets, an 11-3 lead as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for Kingsport will be led off by Alex Kelsey, then Mason Sweeney, then Landis Davila when we return.
Hey, Axemen's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season. The Kingsport Axemen are proud to present our Summer Fireworks Nights are back this season at Hunter Wright Stadium. Take in the action at the ballpark on Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. That is Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th, and catch our post-game fireworks show immediately after the games. It is a show the whole family is sure to enjoy. Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen.
Jack Hedrick comes in to close the game. The Duke Blue Devil on the mound will face Alex Kelsey, Mason Sweeney, and Landis Davila here in the bottom of the ninth. It was a 7-3 game heading into nine. However, four runs for the Sock Puppets have made the improbable seem impossible.
Leading off for the Axemen, the left fielder, Alex
11-3
Kelsey.
Is the score. Sock Puppets looking to close it out. Jack Hedrick from Duke University just completed his freshman season. He is a 6'5", 205-pound right-handed pitcher. Made four appearances as Kelsey skies this one into left. Jennings will retreat under it. And there is already one away in the bottom of the ninth. But Hedrick, four appearances, three innings pitched, and six earned runs allowed. Mason Sweeney is the new batter. Kelsey held hitless on the day. Sweeney also hitless so far. He's 0 for 4. Offer on its way. Called a strike on the outside corner. But Jack Hedrick, been a great pitcher, making his fourth appearance for the Sock Puppets. Five innings so far this season, one earned run. And Sweeney chases this one. Not chase, he swings. No balls, two strikes. Soffer on its way, misses low. Now it is one ball, two strikes. Next offer from Hedrick just misses. Count evens up at two. Sweeney battling back. Coming set is Hedrick. Offer on its way, misses upstairs. Count runs full. Hedrick, two walks, 2-6 strikeouts on the season. Next offer, Sweeney lights into it, drives it into center field, ranging back at the track, and just over his head, and Sweeney is in at second. No clue. I had no clue. I lost it for a second. I couldn't tell if Zach Jackson had made the catch. He did not. Lands just at the base of the wall. And now Landis Davila with a runner in scoring position can start chipping into this 8-run lead. Just over the 3-hour mark of this contest, offer on its way, a flare into center field, might be trouble, and Jennings a diving grab. Oh, he lost it! He lost it, but they do call it an out. So Davila is retired after all. Jennings, what speed? I thought that was going to be the center fielder, Zach Jackson's ball, and then Out of nowhere comes Chance Jennings sliding in, making the grab. And now Cam Dernan with a runner in scoring position. There are two away. First offer on its way and fouled back by Dernan. Dernan is 1-for-4. Had a double back in the fifth. Also an RBI ground out. Scored Landis Davila. That was the last score for four innings until the Lake Primrose single scored Tyler Myatt. Dernan swings and misses at this one. He's down to his final strike. Dernan up to 30 RBIs on the season. Will he try for 31? Edrick comes set. Kicks, he deals. This one misses high. One has and some speed behind it. One hit at 92 miles per hour. This offer, Dernan grounds it to short. Antigua makes the grab. The throw to first is in time.
That's your ball game.
And that final will four, do it here 11. At Hunter Wright Stadium for game number two of our three-game series against Burlington. 11-3 is the final score. We will step away just for a moment, prepare a little bit of a brief post-game, and then announce the winning pitcher for tonight's contest. Don't go anywhere. Post-game coming up just in a moment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Hunter Wright Stadium. The Axemen just handed their 11th loss of the season. Just when it seems like Kingsport is getting the groove on and that they're going to get, you know, a little bit of a buffer over 500, they end up giving up a big performance to the Sock Puppets. What a way to respond from Burlington. They got run ruled last night, came back very strong. 11-3 is the final here at Hunter Wright Stadium. Some other scores from around the league. Bluefield walks it off. They win 6-5 over Tri-State. Pulaski, a 13-3 lead over the Otterbots. That one in the middle of the eighth. Johnson City, 13-5 lead over Greenville. That would move JC to 11 wins on the season. Elizabethton, 10-7 lead over the State Liners. That one just came to a conclusion. And it looks like Elizabethton has just hit the 12-win threshold. They're now only a half game behind the Axemen. Greenville, win or lose, are still going to be in first place in the West Division. They have quite a bit of a buffer over everybody else. The final does come in from Elizabethton, 10-7, the final score of that one. Just a strong bounce-back performance. There's not much else you can say. Andrew Cribbs was solid. He just ended up getting hit hard. 8 hits allowed, and this Burlington lineup showed no remorse. Ariel Antigua, the Tennessee prospect, 5 hits and 3 at-bats. 3 RBIs for him. Krupinski, a hit. Fernandez, 2 hits. Merriweather, 2 hits. 2 hits for Shelley. 2 hits for Vela. 2 hits for Jennings. Everybody in the lineup had a base hit tonight. And that was much like Kingsport yesterday. So both teams trading big offensive explosions, but neither team has yet to either clash with those big offensive outbursts, or neither one has been able to put the pitching performance together yet. So the winning pitcher is Ty Bradle. What an outstanding night from him. Take a look at his performance real quick. He went 5 innings, allowed only 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, did let up 1 home run. That was to Ben Tryon, his first of the season. And then a strong relief outing for Gabe McGowan. 3 innings pitched, only 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts for him as well. And then Jack Hedrick comes in and finishes the job. The loss was given to Andrew Cribbs. He is now 2-2 on the season. And just a bit of a disappointing performance from the Axemen in this one. Did have 8 hits. The offense just kind of sputtered at time. Almost everyone in the lineup recorded a hit except for Alex Kelsey, the only one hitless. Everybody did reach base, however. Kelsey did make it to first with a walk. But it just was not enough. We will be back in action here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Just wanted to say thank you for joining us here in Hunter Wright Stadium on this beautiful Wednesday evening. I've been Thomas Hallett with this presentation of Kingsport Axemen Baseball, brought to you by Aware TV and Stream Guys. Once again, the Axemen do take the 11-3 loss. I do hope everyone has a great night. We'll be back in action tomorrow night for game number 3, the conclusion. Will Kingsport be able to take the series, or will the Sock Puppets win 2 in a row? Find out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, coverage beginning at 6:50. I expect you there. Don't be late. Good night from Kingsport.